want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky.
Collective's wrapping up that first set of music here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. I pulled that from a compilation that came out back in 1993 called Chairman of the Board, which the subtitle, let me grab it here. The subtitle actually says Interpretations of Songs Made Famous by Frank Sinatra. And indeed, 30 years before that, 1963, is when old Blue Eyes put out his version, which was considered the first release. The first actual recording of it was Jackie Gleason in a theatrical performance, but Frank Sinatra gets credit as the first release of that song. Why? Yeah, I know, you're like, why are you telling me this? Because if old Blue Eyes were alive today, he would be 110 years old. Today is the anniversary of his birth, so that's why. Call me irresponsible. You should call me irresponsible. There's a lot of things you can call me. Irresponsible is definitely one of them. Hey, before the Vindictives, English Beat doing their version of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' Tears of a Clown. Said original song was number one. It reached number one on this very day, 55 years ago, back in 1970. And what is this day? It's December 12th, just in case. You're like, what are you talking about? It's December 12th. Hey, wow, a lot of covers. Weird how this DJ here does a lot of covers. Before the English Beat, the Cars doing their version of the Nightcrawler's Little Black Egg. Now, I got to let you know, the Cars had, I know, it's about this day, because this is what gets me inspired to pull music for you. On this day in 1987, the Cars played their final show with the original lineup at Cobo Arena in Detroit. So I wanted to play you some Cars, but then I played Cars doing a cover, so I really didn't play you some Cars. I played you the Cars doing a cover song. Clash in that set of music. Hey, speaking of, you know, Tears of a Clown came from Motown, which was known as Hitsville, USA. Clash, I did Hitsville, UK out on this day in 1980. I know, 45 years ago today, Sandinista was released, so pull out your ARP card. You're all getting old, I can tell you that much. Hey, start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name's Paul, that's why. Yeah, didn't tell you that yet because I had to wait for this segue. My name is Paul, and it's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you Friday nights at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Various other times that we just can't fill airtime, so we're like, just play that guy's show again. So if it's one of those shows, well, I hope you enjoy it. I do want to let everyone know, all three of you and your three friends and their three friends. Yeah, see, it multiplies that way. This is December 12th of 2025, but this is also a pre-recorded show. So if you have a request, don't call me, because I'm not going to answer the phone. And you'll get all ticked off and hang up going, that guy never answers the phone. That's not the reason. The reason is because I'm not here, but I am here. How is that working? It's called pre-recorded. You can email me, though. You can always email me if you're like, I want to hear a song next week, because I will be live on December, whatever next week is, the 19th. I will be live for a very special show on the 19th. Lots of holiday music and fun stuff like that. But if you have a song suggestion, you can always email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's wrctrequest@gmail.com. You know, Nico Case has a brand new album out. It's called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. I tell you, whole host of all-star performers on this. Members from like Arcade Fire, Zombie. Now I've forgotten all the other ones that I was listing, but let's pull something off that album to play for you. It's Matchlit here. It's Nico Case on Viva La Mock. Right here on WRCT.
How do you light a match? Do you even know? It's such a part of your hand now, it's not like you control it. Cursive explosion.
a shrapnel kiss, glances my lips. With mischief and laughing, watch this. You slipped inside of a tall cactus, lovingly shrank down to fit you. You looked at me and smiled so wide. All I could say was, wait, you can do that on the other side. Up. Oh, this part of trick, we understand.
This is Adam Elk from the Mommy Heads. Are you ready to get mocked? Because you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM, the pride of Pittsburgh.
I'm not afraid to
from their latest release, No Quietus. That's New York City's Mommy Heads with I'm Your Apocalypse. My album came out about, I'd say about 6 weeks ago. And we're playing it here for you on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before that, brand new music from the Gold Needles. New album's called Mood Elevator. You know, and it's funny because Jack Logan has an album called Mood Elevator. That's probably my favorite Jack Logan album. But this is the Gold Needles. They have a brand new album out called Mood Elevator as well. The song was called Turns to Gold. Before that, the Motels, Martha Davis and Company, from their 1982 hit. Song went to number 9 on the Billboard charts, Only the Lonely. On this day in 1925, 100 years ago today, the very first motel opened in San Luis Obispo, out in California. Let's just put it that way. You know what the name of the motel was? Motel Inn. First motel. Hey, before that, Tracy Ullman gave us her cover of Where the Boys Are from, I think, 1984. If she were still alive today, Connie Francis would be celebrating her 88th birthday, I think it would have been, 87, right around there. She passed away back in July. And we did a Connie Francis mock, if you remember that. Before the Tracy Ullman, some brand new music from Nico Case from the Neon Gray Midnight Green album, which Match lit. Now, I was naming people who were playing on that album, and I don't know if I named all these, so I'm just going to name drop, and I might repeat name drop. But again, members from Calexico. I didn't know. I know, didn't mention that. Plays on it. Soul Coughing. Zombie. I'm missing one. Arcade Fire. And Steve Berlin actually plays on it. Steve Berlin, producer extraordinaire, member of Los Lobos, the saxophone player go-to guy, and also a member of my background band, Chuaterra, ironically. Yeah, they all played on it. What time is it? Well, we got about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I can tell you that. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. I can tell you that. I can tell you that today is December 12th of 2025. However, it's a pre-recorded show, which means the phone lines don't get answered. If you recall, the email gets answered in a delayed response, which means I'll email you next week. WRCT request. @gmail.com is the way to get a hold of me. Let's get back into music. Let's find some music. Let's fade out. Let's fade out the Chuaterra because I want to get to some brand new music from another band from New York called Joy Buzzer.
I don't know why. Hi, this is Matt from Squirt Gun, and you're listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT.
We
Live wrapping up that set of music with high school. I guess maybe it would be now would be a really fun time if I had a catchy, like, old school high school public service announcement.
Right.
Beautiful.
So, everybody, this is Sam.
And I'm Dave.
I'm Al Jackson.
And this is Booker T.
This is David Porter.
Doug Dunn.
We all say, don't be a dropout.
Stay
in school.
Well, there you have it. Booker T and the MGs reminding you to stay in school. You know, we lost Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs about a week or so back. And ended that entire set with MC5 High School lead singer Rob Tyner. Although we lost him back in 1991, if he were alive today would be his 76th birthday. The Darkness, speaking of birthdays, Dan Hawkins, guitarist for The Darkness. I played some Darkness right before the MC5 from the Dreams on Toast album with Mortal Dread. Dan Hawkins celebrating birthday number 49 today. Played played Nirvana doing the Vaseline's Molly's Lips in that set of music. Also, the Squirt Gun from their 1997 Christmas single, White Christmas. It was a 7-inch vinyl on white vinyl. 1995, they did Blue Christmas. Guess what? On blue vinyl. And then I think the 99, the last of the Christmas series of singles they did. 99 was Jingle Bell Rock. And it wasn't made out of rocks. I don't know. It was just black vinyl. It's all in my collection. Yeah, that happens. Hey, before the score can start off the entire set, some Joy Buzzers. New York City's own If You Can Forgive Me. Yeah, If You Can Forgive Me, I call them Joy Buzzers. Like, there's a lots of them. It's just Joy Buzzer. If you're taking notes at home. Brand new single from them. Starting off that entire set of music. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you on Fridays. Starts at 9. We go until 1 a.m. If it's not Friday, if it's not December 12th of 2025, you're listening to what we call an encore show. If it is Friday, December 12th of 2025, you're listening to a pre-recorded show that I did special for you so that you could have a nice show of original music. I'll still take suggestions for future shows at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Might as well remind you while I'm just rambling on the mic that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza. Speck Brothers are located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, salads, and they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in the sauce. They used unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. For more information, SpackBrothers.com. That is SpackBrothers.com. I think it's time I find myself and yourself getting back into some more music. Couple some Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Her third and final top 10 from 1988.